Welcome back to the Practically Spiritual Podcast. This is Jessica Palmer of Jessica Palmer Official. I'm a breakthrough coach and personal development specialist. I'm all about helping people ditch existing mode, survival mode, and activate what I call thrive mode. So I've created this podcast in accordance with my mission, which is to create collective change through conversation and remarkable transformational experiences. So grab a coffee, grab a wine, whatever you like at all, and I hope you enjoy this transmission. Welcome back to the Practically Spiritual Podcast. I am honored to bring on this incredible powerhouse woman in business. In fact, she is the embodied woman in business. She's the queen of embodied business. So welcome, Tamara Northam.
Thank you so much for having me, Jess. It's a real honor to be a guest on your podcast.
Yes, absolutely. And I would love for you to share who you be in this world and a bit about what you do.
Thank you. So my name's Tamara. I am the founder of the Embodied Business Women's Network, an online community of heart-centered entrepreneurial women who have a mission on their heart in this world, and I support them by merging masculine pillars of business, you know, structure, discipline, systems, automation, all of those wonderful things with the feminine flow of life. I became really passionate about what I do because I've been in business for many years now. I've had multiple six-figure businesses, but the missing element for me was always that I felt like I had two personalities. There was a split down the middle. Mm-hmm. There was business hat Tamara, and then there was mum hat Tamara. I'm also a mum of a gorgeous 2.5-year-old little boy. And for a lot of my time in business since having my son, I felt like I was constantly in this battle of trying to balance my life, of mm-hmm. trying to have this magical thing called balance. And I felt really liberated when I came to the point of realizing that balance is bullshit. Balance doesn't actually exist.
Absolutely. When you have a child.
Yes, especially when you have a child. Balance just doesn't exist. And when I stopped battling with myself and took that pressure away that I need to get it right, that it needs to be perfect, mm-hmm. I need to be, you know, have a flourishing business and have this beautiful relationship with my son and be going to the gym every day and looking after my body and nourishing my relationships with my mm-hmm. friends and building my audience and all the things, yeah. It's too much. Like, we're human beings.
So much.
We get to
just exhausted hearing you even talk about it. Like, right?
Yeah. It's exhausting. And when we can remove pressure and remove the expectation that we need to be doing all of these things at the same time. You know, I have a very firm belief that you can have everything that you want in life, 100%. Yeah. However, you're not going to have everything at the same time. When you can understand that, yeah, I think that's so powerful. When you can understand that and fully grasp that, then it gives you permission to be a freaking human being that makes mistakes, that sometimes, you know, doesn't get enough sleep, that sometimes neglects things in their business or, you know, lets things slip or forgets certain things or has moments of, you know, confusion or not knowing what you're doing. We are all
human.
We can, like, give ourselves permission to be human beings in our business. That is the most liberating feeling. So, yeah, so as I was saying, when I was operating my previous businesses, I was running 3 six-figure businesses with my ex-partner, my son's father, and I was just in survival mode. I am a master, you know, I could do the systems and the automation and the strategy. I could do all of that stuff in my sleep. However, the key that I was missing was the integration of all of those masculine pillars with my natural feminine energy. And, you know, when I say feminine energy, I don't just mean because I'm a female. If you're a male listening to this, this is relevant for you as well. You know, honoring the fact that Some days we have more, you know, we all work in cycles. Some days we have more energy than other days. Some days we feel more inspired than other days. Some days we feel more inclined to have human connection, and other days we feel more inclined to have less human connection. And honoring that flow and honoring those,
sorry, Tamara, I've just slightly lost you there for a moment.
Back it out.
Oops.
There? Can you hear me?
Yes, there we go. That's better. Perfect.
Okay, cool. It's amazing. Saying that it's unstable.
Yes. And this is something that is happening a lot. You know, the internet is unstable. Every human being is using it. You know, people are homeschooling. So yeah, I'm sure everyone listening is like, yep, I experienced that too.
Yeah. If it does cut out, just let me know and I'll try and backtrack. But if you are listening, the key things, just take the key things. I can tend to waffle a little bit. So you'll gist of where I'm going with this conversation. But yeah, I just became really passionate about empowering people to acknowledge their humanness in their business. And
beautiful,
you know, it just unlocks so many things. So from that, you know, I support a group of women. You know, I have one-on-one clients that I support in helping them integrate this into their life. And I'm also launching an online program with all of the systems and everything, which I'm so excited for.
So exciting. Yeah.
So excited for. Constantly having people asking me, how do I do this? How do I do that? What does this mean? What's the strategy for this X, Y, Z? So I'm just going to have a little
It can be really confusing. You know, it can be really confusing just to learn the basic stuff. You know, it's an ongoing journey of constantly learning, but when you also incorporate the embodiment practices within it as well, it's truly powerful. And I'd love for you to share, Tamara, just in case we have someone that's listening that's like, I don't understand masculine energy, feminine energy, if you could just speak on how it exists in both men and women and what it kind of is.
Yeah, beautiful. So masculine, feminine energy is like, I'm not, if you're listening to this, I'm not at all a guru in masculine, feminine energy. I can just share my personal experience and my learnings and how I have witnessed these elements showing up in my own life. For me, my safety zone is when I'm in my masculine energy, when I'm feeling really powerful, when I'm getting shit done, when I'm in the do, when I'm getting results. That is where I feel the most powerful. That is my safety zone. That's what I tend to default to. Now, when I'm in that energetic state, you know, that can be relevant for both business, for being, you know, being a mum at home, in relationships. It's the taking action element. It's the, I'm going to do all the housework and fix this and take care of that. And it's the taking the lead. It's the taking the control, organizing, all of those sorts of things. And now while those elements are all very important, that's how we get results in our life. It's the yin yang of having the mixture of the two. I'm not going to say balance because, as I said before, you know, balance is bullshit. It's the integration of the two. It's having a feminine in there.
It is the dance between the two, like with the masculine being the structure and the doing, and the feminine being the receiving and just sitting back and witnessing listening. What is really happening?
Yeah, I like to describe it as the masculine is the doing and the feminine is the being. It's
beautiful. I love it.
You're doing the tasks, the lists, all those things. And then the feminine is how you're being through that. Are you in chaos? Are you in, because feminine energy is naturally chaotic. But if we look around at the world, like Mother Nature, she is chaos. Like you look at the ocean, you look at volcanoes, you look at like any sort of natural phenomenons, they're chaotic and we don't understand them. And sometimes they're unpredictable. And that's what brings beauty and like unpredictability to life. And my personal belief is that, you know, in anything that you do, if you know what to expect, life's going to get pretty boring. So you know, there's so much excitement and there's so much fire and so much juice in the fact that there are things that we can't control. There are things that we, you know, there's so much uncertainty that brings excitement into life. And especially in the frame of business, the uncertainty in business, for me, that's what lights me up, because, you know, I can make a plan and I can create a structure and I can reverse engineer my goals and I can set XYZ to launch on XYZ date. But at the end of the day, I really have no idea whether that's actually going to follow through, because life is unpredictable. Business is unpredictable. Human beings are unpredictable.
Absolutely. And like, if you're a coach listening to this, like, I cannot tell you how many coaches I've seen like cancel events, postpone events, change dates, like programs, everything like that. And it actually is not, I think people get really afraid of, oh, but if I change it, people will think I don't have my shit together. Mm. And it's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Things get to shift. They get to change. And it's beautiful. It's totally fine. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Like you said, this perfectionism, like we're so caught up in how everything should look. It's exhausting.
Yeah. It's just saying my connection is unstable. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can still hear you. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, just speaking into that, I think, I know for me personally, it was a big battle for a long time, you know, being a single mum. When I was a single mum, there was a lot of times where I would, you know, my son was ill or I would have other commitments that would take priority and I'd have to reschedule things or I'd push things back because I wasn't organized enough for them. And what would come up for me in those times was integrity. It was like, am I in integrity in this? Am I, you know, are people able to trust me? Am I a woman of my word? And while yes, all of this is true, again, this is where
that's the double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yeah, it's where that feminine element comes in again, of like allowing and being human, yeah, and allowing your chaos. I, you know, for yeah, me to be in integrity, the first person I need to be in integrity with is myself. If my energy doesn't feel right and I'm about to jump on a group coaching call where clients have paid for my energy and paid for my expertise and have paid for a delivery of something, but I know that my energy is feeling drained and feeling not like, I know I'm not going to be able to deliver on the expectation, then for me to be the best way that I can be in integrity in that moment is by honoring that and saying, hey guys, we're going to do the call tomorrow night. I understand if you can't make it, the recording will be available. The yeah, energy within me right now is not able to deliver on what you're wanting. And as well, like, I'm not going to force myself to do anything, because that's very masculine, is yeah, the forcing, is the, I've made a commitment, so I must follow through with it. And like, yes, there is an element of that. Yes, we don't want to just be flaky and be like postponing things and rescheduling things all the time. However, like what you were saying before, it's the light in the dark, and it's the dark in the light. There needs to be an integration of the both.
Yes, absolutely. And I think there's a big difference between, you know, being, like you're saying, flaky, like unreliable, versus being in integrity, like you're saying. Like, you're absolutely correct in saying that it would be a complete disservice and it would be out of integrity to show up in a way that isn't going to deliver the goods. Like, and to also just, even for yourself, you know, like, I know for me, like, I'll feel like shit, like, if I'm just show up and I'm like, that was shit.
That was average.
And then I'm having telling myself, oh god, that was so shit, what are you even doing this for, you know? And I'm sure people listening are like, yeah.
Like, understand that the people that you put on a pedestal and you're like, oh, but so-and-so wouldn't do that, oh, but this person wouldn't do that,
yeah,
in the new age of leadership,
yeah,
leadership is about giving people permission to be effing human.
Totally. Comparison also gets to die, for yes, sure. Comparison is right.
Pedestaling gets to die.
Yeah.
It's all dying. In a box. Yeah. Putting yourself in a box and saying, this is how I have to show up, this is how I have to be, that gets to die. See you later. So I know, like, in those moments, if I'm, you know, contemplating rescheduling a call or doing it in a different way, delivering it in a different format. I know that because I'm in integrity, that is going to, you know, people are always going to perceive you however they are interpreting their environment. So just understand that you can't control how someone is going to receive your actions. Some people are going to receive you in a way that is against your intention, and you just don't have control over that. So just release the expectation that you need to control how people are going to perceive you. What you can do though, and what you do have control over, is is being a leader and being authentic and integral and vulnerable in those moments. I wouldn't just say to my clients, hey guys, you know, make up some excuse like, oh, you know, internet's not working tonight, so we're going to have to reschedule for tomorrow. So sorry, blah, blah, blah. No, I wouldn't do that. I would say, this is what's alive for me right now. I am honoring that. And I'm honoring that I want to deliver absolute fire to you guys. So we're going to move this call to tomorrow.
It gives your audience, the people that are being served by you, permission to do the same and to go, oh, okay, I can be integrity with myself. I can be kind to myself when my body is saying, actually, it's time to rest.
100%. Yes, 100%. And you've just sparked something. You know, I did a live video on this a couple of days ago.
Sorry, Tamara, I've just lost you again. I'm sure it will come back, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm
here. Am I here?
Yes, you're back. Yeah, all good.
So I was just saying, like, if you're listening to this podcast with a time right now where late April, it is middle of lockdown, everyone is on social media and there is a lot of projection of what people should be doing in this time. It's about, you know, you should be doing X, Y, Z. You should be spending your time doing this. If you're not coming out of lockdown with a new skill, then you've wasted your time, blah, 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 X, Y, Z. And I just, if you're someone that has noticed these things as well and it's made you put pressure on yourself to be showing up a certain way, just reflect back on what Jess and I just spoke about, that you get the only person you have to be in integrity with is yourself. If you are honoring yourself first, then that's naturally going to flow onto the relationships that you have outside of yourself with your family, your friends, your clients, your customers. You can't be in integrity with them if you're not being in integrity with yourself. So I've been, you know, I took 2 weeks off social media, 2 weeks off my business, everything. I just put everything on hold and I was like, guys, I just want to chill. So that's what I'm going to do. And like 4 months, I decided to do, I was seeing these other leaders that I look up to also doing the same thing. And I was like, wow, like this is the ripple effect. Like how many lives have just been impacted because I gave myself permission to do what is right for me, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember like, I think I got a tiny bit triggered when I'd gone to the groceries, like gone to do the groceries for the first time since this had all happened and unfolded. And this was like at the peak of like the scarcity mindset where people are just like buying a bunch of bulk shit and there's no meat, there's no toilet paper, there's just, then there was no formula. Like I was freaking the fuck out and I was completely fine up until that moment where I was like, can I feed my children? Can I get the formula that I need to get? Then like the scary mama bear, like freaking out, that naturally came out in me. And I was like, holy shit. So then I bought a whole bunch of, I don't even know how much money I spent. Honestly, like I bought so much shit. It was ridiculous. Like it was actually ridiculous. Yeah. Bulk nappies and stuff for days. And then, but then I came back home and I was like, okay, I'm going to take 2 days off social media because I'm feeling really noisy in my head. And this has really freaked me the fuck out. Yeah. And just taking, you know, social media fasts, I highly recommend doing a social media fast. Now, sometimes it might just be a few hours. Like yeah. It might just be 4 hours, it might be half a day. Yeah. But if you can give yourself that time and space and the permission to take the time, it's pretty life-changing. Like I remember when I was really unwell and I wasn't on social media for almost like 3.5 weeks. And I thought to myself, I don't even want to come back. Like, I was like, this is actually really great. At first I had that little bit of like, what's happening? I'm having FOMO, I'm not showing up online. And then I was like, oh, I'm actually enjoying this. And it really changed how I'm choosing to show up. Like even on my Instagram now, I've decided I'm only doing 3 posts a week.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I'm on my, instead of scheduling, you know, one like or multiple every day, I'm like, no. And it's funny because my, you know, getting followers, that hasn't actually changed. Like it's exactly the same.
Yeah.
Hasn't impacted me.
Social media is like a whole kettle of fish that we could get into. But I think like people just get so caught up with like, and like when I say people, I mean me as well.
Yeah.
Like, always speaking
for all of us. Yeah.
Every single person, because we're all human, get caught up. While, yes, I firmly believe that omnipresence is what keeps you front of mind for your audience. You know, if you're an expert in your field and you're constantly in front of their face, when they need your service or product, you're going to be the first person that they want to come to. However, sometimes contributing to just the noise is not useful at all. It's actually counterproductive. Not only for the people seeing your content because it just becomes overwhelming, but also for yourself. When you think of your energy, like your energy, you've got two assets that are like your greatest assets. If you have nothing but these two things, you can become a millionaire, trillionaire, billionaire. If you're not protecting your time and your energy, then you're going to have some serious problems. Now, if your energy is filled with, I've got to make a social media post, I've got to do this, I've got to do that.
I have to. It's the I have to do this.
I have to.
And I know I was definitely feeling like that. And I was like, I'm not loving this.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was impacting the quality of my content. So I'm like, no, like, let's just focus on, okay, I'm going to show up when I'm like, this is the shit. This is what I have to say. Like, this is what I'm here for.
That's it. Yeah. It's like, you know, back on the yin yang thing, it's, you know, quantity isn't king and quality isn't king. It's a merging and a marriage of the two of them. It's, you don't need to be, well, again, my belief, nothing in life, there's no hard and fast rules. So anything that I say, it's just my truth. And you can choose, you know, if you're listening, you can choose to take it on board as your own truth or not. It really doesn't make a difference because either way, you can be successful. But that, you know, the belief that there's this hard and fast rule that like you must be posting all the time, if it doesn't feel good, it's not going to get you results. The energy of it is not going to get you the results that you want because it's going to be in that push. It's going to be in that masculine. And when you can do things from a magnetic place where it's in flow and feels in alignment.
It's coming from a place of inspiration. You know? When you're really inspired, you'll notice that your energy is completely different. Like all of a sudden you can do all these things without feeling like you're drained. Like
yeah, 100%.
The best in the world.
You're actually going to magnetize the things that you want towards you instead of feeling like you're constantly chasing the things.
100%. I feel like you've just dropped like so much value in such a short time. That was juicy. I know. I love it. I love how you're just like, whoa. Like, that's something that I really love about you is the fire that you do have within you, but also the deep love that you have, you know, not just for yourself, but to help people. Like you're like, you know how painful it is when we don't have, it's more the awareness, isn't it? Really, like the awareness of knowing that we can do things in a different way. It doesn't have to be this way or that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Internal experiences. Like if we can just change how we're experiencing the things, our physical life doesn't have to change too much. But if we're changing the internal stories about what, you know, what outcomes mean and what results mean, then we change our experience and then we change our energy and we change our whole life, but nothing physically has to change.
Amazing. And guys, I know that you would have got so much value out of this. Tamara, how can everyone find you and connect with you?
So I am on social media, just at my name, Tamara Northam. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on TikTok. My two main platforms are on my Instagram and my Facebook. And I do have a free gift for anyone listening as well. If you would like a copy of my 6 Pillars to 6 Figures for the Embodied Businesswoman, just jump over to my website, tamaranortham.com. And there is a tab, gift. Just click on that. Just enter your details and that will get emailed straight to you. That's just like a it's for my online program that I was sharing with you before. The 6 Pillars to 6 Figures, my online program that I'm creating, in the process of creating, is based around this.
I love it.
And it's, yeah, it's all the pillars, all the masculine, all the feminine, all the most important pillars to creating a successful business in a really simple and effective way. So
amazing, guys. Oh, we'll get on this gift. Now, before you go, Tamara, I also have 4 questions that I ask every single guest. So I'm really excited to ask you these final 4 questions. And I want to make sure that I have you, that we're not having any technical difficulties when I ask you these questions. So can you hear me properly?
Yes,
you can hear me. Perfect. Okay. Now, the first question is, what is your definition of spirituality?
What a great question. A definition of spirituality. The word spirituality, the word spirituality feels like something that is done in order to achieve a certain result. Say we practice spirituality to become spiritual. However, my belief is that we are, like, our spirit is the essence of who we are. So there's nothing that we need to do, or there's nothing that we need to achieve in order to become more spiritual, because we simply just are. It's who we are. It's the removal of the layers of the things that tell us that we're not spiritual, or the layers that create our identity and our ego. It's beneath all of that, the essence of who we are. It's just... is spiritual. It's what we are in our essence.
Beautiful, beautiful. So the second question is, if you could ask God, source, universe, whatever it is for you, whatever it is, a question, and you're going to get an answer, what is the question? Any question you want.
Any question I want. If I could ask Source any question, it would be, how can I be of service in the most effective way? Like, what is for me in this life?
Beautiful. I love it. So the next question, what happens when we die?
This is a big one. So I believe that our souls all come from the same place. We are all of the same matter, of the same material. So my soul and your soul recognize each other, because my soul is your soul. It's two parts of one whole. And I believe that when we die, our soul returns to this collective soul puddle and takes back its experiences of this life, its experiences of this physical form, in order to help that soul learn more, progress more, elevate more. But I believe that we rejoin after we die.
So beautiful. It was really breathtaking. Beautiful. Thank you. So the final question is a fill in the blanks. So this is how, you know, people reflect on what it's like to be around you or with you. Tamara was always.
Supporting those around her.
Tamara taught me.
that it's safe to be myself.
So beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'm having a mental blank, guys. I'm having a mummy brain. I never forget my own questions for this, and I'm forgetting my third one. So I've said taught me was always, oh yes. Okay. Apologies, guys. I'm just pulling the mummy brain card here. So the final question, the final fill in the blanks, Tamara, is Tamara made me feel.
Tamara made me feel. Tamara made me feel like wow. What a powerful question. Tamara made me feel empowered to create the life that I truly deserve. That even just saying that feels a little bit surface level, but just knowing my heart, like that is the deepest mission of mine.
Amazing. Tamara Northam, everyone. And just a reminder, be sure to go to, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but tamaranortham.com, and you'll be able to go to the gift tab and you can download your free gift from Tamara as well, which is your 6 pillars to a 6-figure business.
Yes, fully embodied business woman. That also includes men as well. Not sexist here.
And men, you can go and grab this gift absolutely as well and enjoy the benefits of it. So thank you so much for being here, Tamara. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me again, Jess. Really love everything you're about, and it's a real honor to walk by your side in this life.
Love it. Thanks, sister.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Practically Spiritual, the podcast. Be sure to make sure you are following this podcast on Instagram at practically_spiritual. And if you would like to follow me and also sound off, tell me what you thought of this episode. If you have any questions for the guests that we had or any comments or requests, let me know. I love connecting with you guys. So you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, all the places, using the handle at Jessica Palmer Official. Keep striving, keep thriving, and I'll catch you on the next episode.